makes me miss the music, the hachana for shir. We know psach libi b'sarasecha. So before we learn, especially before we learn a little. I don't want to call it, I don't know if it's called Musar or introspection and trying to be honest with ourselves, to try to be more honest with ourselves, I should say. To be more honest. Because we are all honest with ourselves, but the nature of the world, it's a world of choshech, of darkness. Sheker, it's called the world of Sheker. This world is called Sheker. So the natural flow and default is that we have to remind ourselves to try and be honest. If I was honest yesterday, doesn't mean I'm going to be honest today. If I'm honest today, doesn't mean I'm going to be honest tomorrow. Just because I'm honest, it's a pursuit. It's a constant pursuit of us learning ourselves and learning to understand, to look within, not to look outside, to use this time. They say Sfira is Malashan Sapir, which means to shine. Your Sofer, Usfartam Lachem. Usfartam Lachem means that we shine. A person shines. It's like a diamond. A diamond takes time. Takes time till you find, a person finds a diamond. It doesn't always look the way it looks at the end. And little by slowly, we know Rabbi Akiva, which I'm going to talk a little bit about. Rabbi Akiva, the famous Avos de Rav Nosson about Rabbi Akiva, that he was older. Rabbi Akiva was 40, and he saw the drip. He saw the drop. He saw the drops of the water on the rock. And it's very important for us to remember that motivation doesn't last. Motivation doesn't last. Nothing really lasts. Nothing lasts when it comes to, like I'm saying, learning to be honest with yourself. It doesn't last. That's why we recommend it daily. Neither does bathing. That's why we recommend it daily. We, as the Ramchal says in the beginning of Mesillas Yesharim, that I'm not trying to tell you anything we don't already know, just to remind ourselves what life is about, to remind myself that I want to be honest with myself. And that's why it's always good. I was just coming off of, that's why it's nice when we sing together, we get a little hisoirus, a little open, psach libi b'sarasecha. Rabbi Akiva said it's like the heart, that the heart it could penetrate. V'samtem al levavecha, they say. Why do you say v'samtem al levavecha? Why do you put it on your heart? Put it in your heart. Why are you putting it on your heart? Because it builds up, and then eventually it goes in. Sometimes we're looking for the I'm looking for that moment that's going to change my life. And it's not the moment that's going to change our lives. It's moments. It's moments. And it's being continuously consistent, persistent more than consistency, to continue to take notes, to continue to listen and to hear and to be open. That's what we want to do. We want to be open. We want to be open to hear criticism. We want to be open to hear compliments. It's important to be open. You know, there's a very big, I'm not sure what No Mic Monday is going to be about tomorrow. We have to figure out what it's going to be about. There's conditioning. When a person goes through a certain way of feeling a certain way about himself as a child, it's very, very difficult to change that. Very, very, very difficult to change that. Very, very difficult. Very difficult to change how you are as a child, how you were looked at as a child, how people viewed you as a child. It's almost like you're frozen you're frozen to be that way. You're frozen the way you grew up, the way you were. I'm talking about your tchunas nefesh, which means if you were someone who was always told you're this, or you're not smart, or your brothers, right? Here's the good-looking one. This guy's the smart one. This one's athletic. This one's this one. And what happens is we get labeled when we're young, and we get stuck in that label to the point where and that's what I was going to say, No Mike Monday, where you could resist love. It like sounds insane. If you were looked at by a male, by your father, or by older brothers, and you were put down to be in a certain box, it's very hard to get out of that with older males. With females, it's the same way. If your mother put you down or made you feel a certain way, so then your connection and your relationship with females, and it's almost like you can't get out of that. It's like that, by the way, with money as well. With money as well. Some people, if you grow up a certain way without money or with a certain way when it comes to money, it's like, I don't deserve to have money. I don't deserve to feel good about myself. I don't feel good to deserve to feel a certain way. And the answer is not in 1 second. It's not like, oh, cognitively, oh, I'm gonna change it over 1 second. But when a person slowly, the Goyin says, I'm reading actually from Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter's Sefer Leket Amarim. I got this Sefer in Tufshin Nun Gimel, Sivan, Tufshin Nun Gimel. So it's almost, I don't know how many years that is, 33 years ago, almost, Sivan. Almost 33 years ago, I got this Sefer. I could show it to anyone if they want to see. And the Sefer changed my life. It changed my life. Why do I say that? Because it's a Sefer that I'm still holding 33 years later. And I would suggest, Leket Amarim Beis, it's the second Chalik. I'm reading from page Lamed Vav. I'm going to read a little bit from page Lamed Gimel as well. Minashmayim Lag Ba'omer, because we're going to talk about Rabbi Akiva. I just want to talk about the Gra, and then we'll go to Rabbi Akiva. Because we all know the sad but inspiring story of Rabbi Akiva. The sad story is 24,000 Talmidim. I mean, first get 24,000 Talmidim, right? Hamidu Talmidim Harbe. Could you imagine the Talmid Rabbi Akiva? That's the famous story with Rabbi Akiva and being away from his wife for 24 years, right? 12 and 12, that's the famous story of 12. 12 plus 12 is not 24. When he overheard his wife saying that he could go back, so why didn't he go say hello? Okay. It's not for now. I'm giving Shalom Bayis later. It's not for now. But what's the point? The pain. You know what Rabbi Akiva said, by the way? Rabbi Akiva said, find me let's see if it's here. He says, the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva said, find me a Talmud Chacham and I'll bite him like a donkey. He was not a very big fan of Talmud Chachamim. He didn't like Torah, whatever that means, Talmid Chachamim. He says, find me a Rabbi Akiva. Before he became Rabbi Akiva. He said, give me a Talmid Chacham and I'll bite him. I'll take a bite out of him. He wasn't happy with the Torah. Wasn't happy with that, yeah?
He wanted to bite like a donkey. He wanted to crush his bones. That's just
nice, right? His etzem. And this is our Rabbi Akiva. Mir Tashem, we'll go. Hopefully we'll go. We'll speak to Binyamin if we have any. Sure, we have some trips up north. We'll go to Rabbi Akiva, to the kever of Rabbi Akiva. And what did Rabbi Akiva end up darshaning? Rabbi Akiva ends up darshaning, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, L'Rabbi's Talmid Chacham. He ends up doing tshuva. That's what tshuva is. Tshuva is, he ends up being, you ever heard that, Shalom? He ends up being, Rabbi Akiva darshaned, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. Why does it say Es Hashem? He darshaned all the S, well, he didn't. He said, I know what S Hashem Elokecha Tira is coming to include. He says, it's coming to include that I have to have Yira for the Talmud Chacham. So what happens is he transformed himself. How did he transform himself? He saw a great video. He got inspired. So that could be that started. It could be it started a person. We all get inspired. Everybody gets inspired. We all get inspired. The question is, it's like lightnings. Inspiration is like lightning. It's a great book to read called Living Inspired by Rabbi Akiva, Dr. Akiva Tatz. that talks about that. Living inspired is that we all get inspired. Everybody gets inspired. We all have moments. Yom Kippur, Pesach night, clarity in certain relationships. I want to change. I want to grow. What does the Gra say? And I page from Lamed Vav. Kol ha-pu'ulois b'zeh ha-olam hein pu'ulois gashmias v'hein pu'ulois ruchnias is like planting in a field. Everything we do, you're planting. Every little thing that you do, you're planting. You're planting. Zriya, Zoireya. Zoireya, the Gemara in Shabbos says, Zrayim is what? Is emuna. Why is that emuna? What does it mean to have emuna? It means I'm planting. I'm planting. And every little thing I do, I'm planting. I'm planting. I threw a seed. Right now you're sitting in shir. Right now you're sitting here. Right now you're sitting here. We're all planting. You're all planting something. You're planting something. You're planting. Today, whatever you did today, you're planting. That's what the Vilna Gaon says. What? What? You're it's part of planting. You're sure you're digging. Good. You're digging. What does it say? The Rebbe is the geologist of the soul. Right, you guys know the Rebbe is the geologist of the soul. He could tell you, Avram, you'll help me with this. The Rebbe is the geologist of the soul. He could tell you where to dig. He could tell you how to dig. He could tell you what to dig for. But the digging you must do yourself. Very good, Avi. The digging, planting. You could know. You could have the tzaddikim tell you. Tzaddikim, you can be inspired. They could tell you, this is what you got to do. Shabbos. You know who inspires me a lot? He inspired me last month, but I'm seeing he came back with I'm a little bit afraid. A little bit afraid. I see his Herschel Foxbrenner is a little of the mom is like, afraid. Sorry. Tell you why. The reason is because when you plant, it's quiet. When you plant, okay, sometimes you see these big tractors, okay, they make a lot of noise. Plant, what do? You do a little bit here, you do a little bit there. Zuck the Goin, when I do it in Gashmias and Ruchnias, any little thing that I do, God willing, Amir Tzashem, you'll see, you say good morning to your wife. You have a great relationship with your spouse. That doesn't come from taking her to Hawaii for a week. I'm not saying don't take your wife to Hawaii for a week. I'm not saying that it's not great to go on a great vacation. I don't think anyone builds a great marriage of whining and dining. You don't build a great family by whining and dining your children. It's by having conversations. It's by having day in, day out, day in, day out. Someone just told me from, who was telling me? From, Yehuda Weinstein was telling me, I think that someone can quote me if you heard the shir. Someone was telling me, Rabbi Kalish was saying about children who let's say are spoiled. Again, I might be mis saying it. You told it to me, Shlomo?
No, I did, but I know you talked.
You heard it? That he said that, they're spoiled. Again, someone, if you heard the shir, you could correct me if I'm wrong, but the concept was spoiled. People think, you got to buy your kids this, and you got to buy, you have to, obviously, you have to take care of your children. But he said that you buy this, and you buy this, and you go here, and you go here. So it sounds like yes, yes, yes. They're saying yes to everything. So he said something like, I think he said that, yeah, but they're not saying yes to the relationship. It's the same thing with your wife, the relationship. It's like Hashem. You're davening, right? You do all the mitzvahs. Why do people struggle when it comes to Yiddishkeit? Why do they struggle? Because I did all the mitzvahs. I did everything. I'm doing everything. I did what my father said. I did what my Rebbe said. I did what this one said. I did what I said. But there's no relationship. There's no relationship. A relationship is built daily. A relationship is not built. People fall in love. Right? Oh, I wish, and I want to give everybody here a humble blessing. Everybody here should be zeicher to fall in love. Amen. Mamish. But I want to tell you something. Yes, very good, Shlomo. See, Shlomo has been listening. No, it's true. But what do I say? You're going to fall in love. But who makes it by falling in love? You don't. That's not how you make a great relationship. You don't make a great relationship by falling in love. You make a great relationship when you are constantly planting and you're saying good morning, you're saying I'm sorry, you're thinking about somebody, you're doing actions, you're doing little tiny, tiny, tiny actions. He says, Ki kol ma sha'adam esugal la'asayik serak lachreish. Very good, Avi. He says that. Lachreish v'lizreya. He says all you could do is dig and plant. That's all I could do. That's all I could do. And we've spoken about this. We've spoken about letting go. You know why people have trouble letting go? The reason they have trouble letting go is because they think that my job is to be matzliach and Hashem is going to do the work for me. I'm supposed to see the success and Hashem's going to do the work for me, when it's the exact opposite. All I have to do is show up. All I have to do is sit here, right? We could take. I'm inspired. It's not even a year. I feel like you've been here for 2 years already. Avram Schmuckler sits there. Unbelievable. You have a notebook. You in the notebook? Is that the same notebook or a new one? Is that a new one or a same one? I think. So I just want to show you. I mean, I never. Is it okay? I'm sure. On display a little bit. Right? So what is this? Here we go. Look at this. Every day sitting down, and I'm sure there's a lot of repetition, but so what? Thank you. Beautiful, inspiring. Beautifully, it's inspiring. It's inspiring. It's inspiring. You know why it's inspiring? Because when we do, because I want to be very clear, don't get stuck in consistency. Inconsistency. I'll explain. What we get stuck in consistency is that if you miss a day, or you have a bad day, or you have a bad week, or you have a this, then you sort of throw it out the window. That's not life. Life is part of life. Part of life is missing days. Part of life is having you read this and having times where you're not able to show up, and it's very difficult for you. I don't mean show up physically, it could be mentally, emotionally, it could be all of the above. That's not a contradiction. Shevel yipol tzadik v'kam, the tzadikim fall all the time. They fall all the time. Just what? They're constantly falling, getting up, falling, getting up, falling, getting up, falling, getting up. You're going to fall. You're all going to fall. We all fall. It's hard to fall. It's painful to fall. But we get up and we just keep on getting up and we try again and we try again. And the Gra says, the Yeridas HaGeshem V'Hatal, for it to rain and dew and all that, so too to make sure, right? A person can plant a field. We're not farmers here. We don't know. You could plant a field, and then you have a heavy, heavy, heavy rainfall and a flooding that could ruin your crop. Sometimes that happens. Sometimes your crop will get ruined. So what are you going to do? What does a person do? So he says, Biyad Hashem. The success is, did I do the best that I can? Am I trying as best as I can to show up and to be there and not to look at other people? That is probably one of the most dangerous things for a person to do is to listakel. We learned it in Mesil Sharm the other night. Listakel chutz me arba amoysav, to look outside of your dalad amas, to look outside and to say, because I could be doing well, the second I look up and I look at somebody else, all my doing well is out the window sometimes. V'im zocha adam v'syagea kol ayoyim b'limin ha-toyra, osos ha-pula mispakezesh v'andedreshesh mimenu. If you're able to sit and learn all day, if you're able to sit and be makdish yourself and to learn all day, and you're able to be in yeshiva and you're able to do that, you're able to be productive all day, that's beautiful. It's beautiful. But don't wait to see success. Do not wait. What we could do is we could pray to Hashem and say, Hashem, help me feel the success. Help me feel good about myself. Help me feel good. Help me feel good. We're going to get to Rabbi Akiva in a second. The Kutzker says, Kutzker Rebbe says, Al toimer k'she'efne eshne shema lo tipone, which means don't say when I get around to learning I'm going to go learn, because maybe you won't have the opportunity to go learn. And the Kutzker Rebbe says, maybe your stage right now is a stage where you are a low tipana. Right now it's hard for you to learn. Don't let that get you down. Don't let that get you down. Like we said by Shalosh Shudas, the fact that you're in yeshiva, the fact that you're here, the fact that you're in the dorms, the fact that you decided to come to yeshiva, that is so, 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 so powerful. The Yitzhahara always wants you to look at what you're missing. The Yitzhahara always wants you to look at negative, what's down, right? I always say the Yitzhahara, I mean, it's not me, Chazal say the Yitzhahara is like a fly. What's a fly attracted to? Garbage. You'll be meichomiv to the bathroom. Flies hang around that. If a person has a cut, the fly goes to that. Why? Because that's what the Yitzhara does. He wants
also
to focus.
Light. Huh? Light.
Flies are attracted to light? I think all bugs. I don't know if a fly is attracted to light. It's a good Shiloh.
That's a good bug because the Yitzhara is trying to get you when you're
out of
light.
Right, but I'm saying it's the opposite of what I'm saying. I'm saying that. No. It could be, Donnie, you'll say a pshat and why. First of all, I didn't know flies are attracted to light. I'd like to look at that. I know bugs. No. I know bugs are attracted to light. Could be naturally they're attracted. All bugs could be. That's a good Shiloh. We could look at that. Let's look in scientifically. But we know that they're attracted to garbage. We know that flies hang around the garbage. Now listen to. Let's talk about Rabbi Akiva for a second. Why do we have Rabbi Akiva? Why do we have 49 days now focusing on Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva? Why? So maybe it's like this. What would you have told Rabbi Akiva? Let's assume that Rabbi Akiva, I'm sure there's a shita that holds that Rabbi Akiva taught via Haftal Erecha Kamoicha before. There's definitely a shita that says, Zeklal Gadol Batoira, Rashi, this last week's parasha brings it down, Zeklal Gadol Batoira, Vahaftal Erecha Kamoicha. What does that mean? Achtus, honor your friend. And he had how many Talmidim? 24,000 Talmidim. And what happened to all 24,000 of them? They died. Why? Because they didn't honor each other. Now, if Rabbi Akiva is coming to me, let's say I'm a friend of his. Let's say I'm a Rebbe of his. Let's say I'm his therapist. And he comes to me and he says, okay, what do I do now? He lost all of his Talmidim specifically in the exact opposite thing that he was trying to teach. He's teaching, what would you tell him?
Definitely not going to be a Talmud.
What?
Not going to be a Talmud.
Right. Well, and if you're, and you know what, if you're his Rebbe or a good friend, know what you would say? You would say, Akiva, I want to tell you something. Maybe go into business. Maybe get a different job. Like, good try. But like, you raise 24,000 Talmidim with a mission. And the mission not only like 90% failed, it 100% failed. I think the logical thing would be to tell him to maybe hang up his hat, have a picture on your wall of all the 24,000 Talmidim, and maybe retire. I think that would be very, what?
What was his mission?
I'm saying, we know it now. You know what, Ruben? First of all, yes. Secondly, even if it wasn't, I would tell him, maybe go work in an office. Don't hang around with people. But Chazal say, Baboiker Zra Zarecha. In the morning, plant. The Gemara says, and the Medrash says, Rabbi Akiva darshaned, in the morning, plant. And in the evening, continue to plant. Im hemadata talmidim bebachroi secha. Ha'amei Talmidim b'ziknoi secha. I'm reading from page Lamed Gimel in the Tzaddik, Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter. What does that mean? Who is that? That's the Tana HaKadosh Rabbi Akiva himself. That he himself had 24,000 Talmidim, and they all died between Pesach and Shavuos, which is also, by the way, very bad time. Very bad. I mean, it's never a good time for that, to have tragedy of 24,000. They all died during this time of Tikkun HaMidos. It's not that Tikkun HaMidos came afterwards. Why do we wait 49 days from Yetzias Mitzrayim? Why don't we get the Torah right away? Anybody know?
Cleanse ourselves.
What?
Cleanse
We have to cleanse ourselves. We have to fix our midas. The Bali Musa say because the Torah wasn't given to who? No, that also true. That's the Gemara says. But the Bali Musa, you'll see why the Bali Musa say that way. Says the Torah wasn't given to a bunch of monkeys. It's not given to Stam. It's not given to the Torah was given to somebody who has refined midos. Someone who says good morning. Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. It's not a cute thing to say. Vayichan Sham Keneged Ahar Kish Echad Blev Echad. Is that the whole purpose of these 49 days is to work on the Midah of Netzach, to work on the Midah of, what are we in? Gvurah Sheben Netzach, what are we? Teferah Sheben Netzach. Teferah Sheben Netzach. Whatever that means, to work on my midas. And all the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva died during this time. And what did Rabbi Akiva do? What did he do? He says, Hanhaga Netzelezeh, Nag Rabbi Akiva shows what a person is supposed to do when the going get tough and the tough get going. Ki ad shezacha Rabbi Akiva lahamid, as a chavdad elf talmidim over lav mashavar, we can't imagine the 24 years he sacrificed. He didn't see his wife. I didn't even go into that one. I never thought about that till right now. He was meiser nefesh for his wife. He didn't see his wife for 24 years. And he says, okay, but at least I have what to show for it. A guy goes into business and he's away from his wife for days and days and weeks, and he comes back. Dude, where's all the cash? No cash. So I don't get cash, and I don't have you either. That's what Rabbi Akiva. But what did Rabbi Akiva do? Rabbi Akiva, how inspiring is this? Rabbi Akiva says, I don't care. I'm going to go weiter. He says, and these five Talmidim, do you think he was able to appreciate that? Imagine he's sitting there. I'll end off with the story. They say, I heard this, I don't know if I heard it. I think of Rav Kalevsky when I think of this story. I think it's maybe because it was his Rebbe, Rav Shloima Hyman. They say a famous story that he was giving shir. He used to give shir. You probably know this, Rav Shik. He used to give shir in the Torah Vadas. So it was once a snowy day. Wait, let me just finish up over here. What did Rabbi Akiva do? And then I'll say the story. What did Rabbi Akiva do? He had five Talmidim. Who are those five Talmidim? Reb Meir, Reb Shimon, Shimon Bar Yochai, Reb Yehuda, Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, Reb Alai, on the way up to Tzvas, there's that corner, there's that side, that's Reb Yehuda, Reb Alai, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, we all know we're going to be celebrating Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, Reb Meir is the Tana Reb Meir, Reb Elazar ben Shemoa, Reb Yossi, all the Talmidim we know, all the famous Tanoim who we know. But could you imagine how Rabbi Akiva went ahead and experienced 24,000 people in Shir, and then he's got five people in Shir, he's got three people in Shir. Could you imagine how hard that was? So here's the Maisa with Reb Shloima Hyman. They say he used to give Shir. One day it was snowing and nobody showed up. Maybe two guys showed up to Shir. You guys remember the snow, the canceling of school. And they say that Reb Shloima Hyman gave shir with the same exact enthusiasm and fire and commitment and clarity, just like there were hundreds and hundreds of chevra there. So after the shir, someone came over and says, "What? Your eyesight? What's going on? Did you notice? Maybe you're getting old. You don't realize you're a little bit. You don't realize what's going on. There was nobody in shir. How did you give it with the same power and enthusiasm and excitement?" And know what he says? I think it goes perfectly with this. Know what he says? He says, when I'm talking to that one person, I'm not talking to that one person. I'm talking to his wife. I'm talking to his children. I'm talking to his grandchildren. I'm talking to his great-grandchildren. We could keep on banging. His great-great-grandchildren. His great-great-great-grandchildren. Beautiful. We'll stop there. That was good. We could do that again. He was talking to his children, his grandchildren, his wife. Great-grandchildren, beautiful. How good are we? That was very good. We finally got it. Well, what's the pshat? When you open up When you open up, I was speaking to someone recently. Mamish tzaddikim. I love it. I was opening somebody, he says, Rebbe, can I have a bracha? So I said, bracha, what do you want? What bracha do you want? He says, I want to be able to shtai. This is what he told me. He says, I'm trying to break through Gemara. He says, I'm trying to break through Gemara. My head is a little bit all over the place. Remind me to pause it and speak about, and I just want to say that one thing about dreaming. Well, but I don't want to record it though. I don't want to wait till tomorrow. Remind me about the dreaming. So the guy asked me, he said, I want to break through Gemara, but it's hard. I'm like, I have AAEIC. I have above average energy, imagination, and creativity. We all know what that is. Baruch Hashem. Above average energy, imagination, creativity. So it's hard for me. So I told him to take it slow, take one line at a time, which is a good etza. Don't try and like grab it so fast, take it slow. He says, no. He says, you don't get it. This is what he told me. He says, no, you don't get it. He says, whenever I open up the Gemara, I shut down and I like hear, it's just like dark. There's a darkness. And says, that's what I want a bracha for. That's what he says. I want to be able to see the light in the Gemara. I want to be able to feel good when I open it up, because I shut down automatically. I want to tell you something. Every time he opens up that Gemara and he shuts down, he probably just brought Mashiach that much closer. And what he's doing for his wife and his children, he's going to have a child. He himself, Emir Tashem, for sure his children are going to love Gemara. They're going to love Torah. You think your hard work, I think, my hard work, our hard work that we do, that pain, like I spoke Friday night about that Yid with Shabbos, I guarantee that one of our Chevra, who just wants to connect to Shabbos, One day, he's going to be Mr. Shabbos. He's going to be the king of Shabbos. You know why? Because that hard work that you... When a person has Shmiras Einayim and he falls in Shmiras Einayim, when a person falls in Inyanei Kedusha and he feels like a piece of garbage, you know how holy that is? You know how beautiful that is? You know how gorgeous that is? Do you know what that does for your wife and your children and your grandchildren? You know what that does for your grandparents, your great-grandparents in Shemayim, what's happening? That's Rabbi Akiva. That's Rabbi Shlomo Hyman. That's Rabbi Akiva. That's standing and being focused and saying, I, right now, whatever it is that I'm doing, will change my destiny. My destiny is changed by the one little thing. And what does the Yetzer Hara do? Yitzhara says, he has you look at the fact that you fell. He has you look at the fact that you didn't do it. He has you look at the fact that when you opened the Gemara, you felt traumatized. Or you feel that. Or I can't do it. That's exactly the opposite. Rabbi Akiva teaches us 5 Talmidim. And what are we doing here 2,000, how many years later? You can look up historically. How many years ago is Rabbi Akiva? About 2,000 years. 2,000 years later, we here in 2026 are talking about Rabbi Akiva and getting inspiration from Rabbi Akiva. To me, that's incredible. Because what does that show? It shows that hard work and that dedication to continue on his journey is stronger and enduring more and more. And if he would have stopped, nobody would have blamed him. Nobody would have blamed him. If there was a story about a Tana Rabbi Akiva who 24,000 Talmidei Rabbi Akiva and then Chas V'Shalom, he jumped off a roof, everybody would say, okay, I hear that. I hear that. Makes sense. But that's not what he did. What did Rabbi Akiva do? Rabbi Akiva says it's not about the Hatzlacha. The 24,000 Talmidim has nothing to do with me. That's Hashem. That I put in the hard work. That I do whatever I had to do. And I think that's the lesson for us. I think that's the lesson for each and every one of us.
Was Rabbi Akiva the one who got like in a shipwreck and the plane every wave to like
a... I don't know. I have to look it up. Okay, let's do a, I want to say, just pause it for a second. I want to say a thing. Someone told me, I'm going to say this over as many times as I could say it, you'll be meichel me.